Welcome back to On Point. Perry Sulkowski and Randeep Janda on the new home of the Vancouver Canucks, Sportsnet 650. But let's talk about the team right now that is in first place and right now making their way to Seattle. Breck Shea of the Vancouver Whitecaps joins us. Breck, I want a little bit of a scene set. You guys are in first place. I would think it would have been limousines going to Seattle today, but indeed it is a bus. You like these kind of bus trips, the rare ones, for a couple of hours to go down south?
Yeah, I enjoy buses. I don't enjoy flying very much, so anytime we can take a bus, I'm happy with that.
Oh, you're old school. Hey, I know you guys just went through the border. You have lived all over the world playing this game, but mostly in the States. How different has life been for you on the last handful of months living up in Canada?
I don't know. It's not much of a change. I mean, everyone's nice. It's a cool city. It's a nice view. The weather's been really good the past few months, and I've really enjoyed it.
Hey, Breck, so you guys are unbeaten in seven now. Is the focus of the team to keep that streak going, or is form and the way you're playing more important to you guys right now?
I think we're trying to just play well. I mean, you go into a point or three. It's good going into the playoffs.
Yeah, Breck, we're having a little bit of problems. We'll try and keep on going here. We'll see if the connection is good as you guys continue on your way. Is this the team that you found the most depth that you've been around as far as MLS is concerned? Because it seems like anytime you're the starting 11, everyone goes, okay, that's a good starting 11. But every time you look at the bench, there are options. Has the depth been the key to your success?
Yeah, I'd say this is the deepest team I've been a part of. I mean, you could play 11 guys on Saturday and get a result, and you can play a completely different 11 on Wednesday and get a result. And it's well done by the coaches and everything to bring in such a big squad and help out with when you have, especially when you have three games in a week.
So a big stretch of games for you coming up right now. You've got four of the next five away from home. How big is this game versus Seattle, and how important is it for you guys to get started on a high note here by beating Seattle?
Oh, yeah, I think we're just taking it one game at a time. So obviously our next game is in Seattle, and we're trying to go there and get 3 points and then hopefully do that and move on to Kansas.
What's the best city in MLS to play in as far as a road game?
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy playing in Seattle. I think that the fans are loud and passionate, and it's a cool stadium, so it's an experience I enjoy.
So this is a bit of a resurgent year for you as well. This is you've scored four goals this year, which is the highest I think you've scored since 2011, and you're flourishing playing on the wing there. How good are you feeling playing on the pitch this year and the time that you're getting on the field?
Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to contribute when I can, whether it's just working hard or scoring or getting assists. Trying to help the team, and I'm just happy that the team is doing well right now. It's not how you start, it's how you finish the season, and because you want to continue that into playoffs, and I think we're doing that.
You know, I've never asked you this question. I mean, a lot of people don't know, but your mother-in-law, one of the great Canadian tennis players, and Carling Bassett-Siguso, how good's your tennis game? Do you have to know how to play in that family?
We play tennis whenever we can, especially when my wife's parents come and visit. They're both tennis players, and my wife played tennis her whole life, so. I wouldn't say I can rally, but I can't serve the ball very well or anything, but I can definitely hit it back and forth.
Did you play the game much at all until you got into the relationship?
No, never.
Well, you're a man of many talents in the painting and the tennis, but right now the focus is soccer. Breck, thanks for joining us on the bus. Good luck to you and the guys in Seattle tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I like that on a bus.